The commission continued in May with an ongoing review of changes to the development code. Commissioners had recommended that new code last year, and it was approved by the Borough Assembly in December, but public comment has been overwhelmingly negative. Commissioner Tor Benson listed some of the improvements he sees in the new code.
Before, if you had an issue, like you wanted a variance or anything on a property, the first meeting that we'd have to accept it. And then the next meeting, we'd actually take action upon it. And now the way that this new zoning code, basically we're going to be able to accept and take action on it in one meeting. And so, like when I first got in the commission, a lot of times we had trouble. We'd only have three commissioners, so we'd have to delay a meeting. And so it ended up taking 4 months for something simple as a variance. And so in the new code, I think that's a good improvement. Along with that, we also made it so that, like with the staff, if it's a simple variance with no conflicts, so then they can approve it without you coming to us. So again, it just streamlines it. You don't have to come before us. You don't have to come to the meeting if it's a simple variance.
He also pointed to the allowance for accessory dwellings and tiny houses on residential lands. Benson also liked the new code's charts of allowable uses for all kinds of land. Property owners have not been happy with changes. John Mergus continues to think the process is too quick for such a dense revision.
Fully understanding this new code is like having to learn the Chinese language. When this new planning code was brought forward to the public 1 year ago, it already had a lot of momentum, so much so that the decision to burn down the house and build a new must have been made long before. That's when you should have reached out to the public. So I respectfully ask that you backtrack to that point and start over and work more closely with affected property owners.
Mergus hasn't been alone in asking for the commission to start again. Former City Councilor Melinda Hofstad wanted a code that would be less restrictive.
You know, it looked to me like in dictating how large a house you could build on top of a warehouse or, you know, what you could or couldn't do that would bring in money to our borough tax base. That isn't sensible at a time when we need to be bringing in as much as we can and still keeping the neighborhoods livable and not doing something offensive to the person next door.
Jerry Dahl wanted more allowance for using waterfront property near South Harbor for vacation rentals.
That waterfront is right inside the DOT airplane dock. It is accessible by a skiff, and a skiff only at certain times of day, high tide. Very high tide. So you can't tell me it's deep water. It'll never be deep water. It's not usable for that. But when I go places and rent VRBOs, I want to sit on the water and watch people work when I'm on vacation. See what their industry is.
Several property owners sought just one industrial zone as it is in the old code and not the three types created in the new version. A new category of waterfront industrial land prioritizes that for waterfront uses. And a new light industrial classification, what used to be called Commercial 2 property, allows more residential uses but doesn't allow heavier industry. Jim Whitethornton didn't want the code's size restriction on caretaker dwellings for warehouses on industrial land.
I cannot see why in this town there'd be any restrictions on that size. It should be just what it was before you started with this code situation.
The Assembly boosted that size allowance for caretaker dwellings during its review of the new language. The old code had no size limit, and that residential space was allowed to be the primary use of a property, essentially allowing for residential use of industrial land. The commissioners were convinced to delete waterfront industrial as a classification and get rid of prohibitions on industrial land, instead allowing those by conditional use permit. This covers a wide range of uses that were to be prohibited, from gas stations to hotels, churches, hospitals, schools, and newspapers. Commissioner Dave Kensinger explained the change.
So you eliminate the distinction between waterfront, light industrial, and industrial that we have right now, because that seems to be the thing that everybody is having issue with right now.
Kensinger cautioned he did not see the recommendation as a removal of all restrictions.
I guess what I'm saying is this isn't going to be a panacea that everybody can just do whatever they want on their property. If you want that, then what you have to do is then you need to go to the Assembly and just say, let's just get rid of zoning altogether, and people can just do whatever the heck they feel like. That's another discussion. But that has never been what we've been talking about here.
However, Commissioner Benson thought it was important to keep some property prioritized for waterfront use.
I don't like the idea of getting rid of the waterfront industrial. I think it should just be more restrictive on what properties it affects. So the properties, the owners that are here today, I agree with you. Like our next meeting, maybe we should look at those properties and reduce the number of properties that are affected by waterfront industrial and just bring it back to industrial. But I think keeping waterfront industrial for the properties that we like need, and that if they go away, we're going to be in trouble because we are fishing in like sea-based community, that I'd like to keep it.
Prioritizing land along the shoreline for water-dependent uses was a goal identified in the borough's 2015 Waterfront Master Plan and 2016 Comprehensive Plan. Benson, however, was the only no vote, and the commission voted 6-1 to recommend that change. Other recommendations approved were to restrict manufactured homes to rural and high-density residential property and general industrial land. Another addition is language to make clear that a legal non-conforming use of land can be rebuilt if destroyed or damaged. The commission plans to vote on its final recommendations this year, and the changes will go back before the Borough Assembly. The commission meets again on June 11th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.